Adventures of Jimmy Allen.
Flash Lewis, posing as a pilot, with Jimmy Allen as his mechanic, has made his first trip to the mines at Pachuca. The two boys meet Simp Simpson, another pilot working for the company, and discover Digger Dawson, who is using the name of Hathaway. On their return trip to Tampico, Jim and Flash run into a terrific mountain storm, and blown far off their course, land on a Mexican ranch. To their surprise, they learn that Simpson is staying there, the pilot claiming that he has been asked to keep an eye on the ranch in the absence of its owner. Dawson, or Hathaway as he calls himself, is also on the ranch, but does not suspect that Flash Lewis and the mechanic he knows as Jimmy Monroe are really down there for the express purpose of running him to earth. It is now the following day. Jimmy and Flash have taken off from the ranch, headed for Tampico. We pick them up now as they near the Mexican seaport.
Well, Flash, there's Tampico ahead of us. And I'm sure glad to see it, too.
When we got into that storm last night, I didn't ever expect to see dear old Tampico again.
Well, I can see now why the pilots don't last long on this job.
That guy Simpson seems to have been down here quite a long time.
You know something, Flash? I think I have that boy figured out about right.
Yeah? How?
As I understand it, the Murillo del Rio Mining Company always employs two pilots. Simpson, of course, is considered the senior pilot. And McBride, who's not a flyer himself, leaves the flying operations in Simpson's hands.
What are you getting at, Jim?
Just this. I think that Simpson lets the other pilots do most of the flying. He only flies when conditions are favorable. He gives all the dirty jobs to the junior pilot.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past him.
And that's why he's lasted so long.
He's awful friendly with Digger Dawson, too.
Well, you know the old saying, birds of a feather flock together. Dawson's a no-good rat, and Simpson's probably a good running mate for him.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about that. Hey, where are you going? Ain't you going to land here at Tampico? That's the field right below you.
I know it, but the wind's from the other direction today. So we'll land in toward the hangar. Here goes.
I'm telling you something, Jim. We ain't gonna get away with me pretending to be a pilot.
Why not? It's worked like a charm so far.
I seen Dawson giving you the up and down yesterday. He said he thought he'd seen you somewhere before.
Boy, wasn't that a ticklish moment. I was getting all set to make a dive for him.
Yeah, I didn't know what might happen.
He was a little suspicious at first, but that was because he found out that you'd work for National Airways.
I could see that.
Here we are. I'll leave the ship right in front of the hangar. They'll probably want to load this shaft right onto a truck.
I wonder when we'll have to make our next trip.
Let's get over and talk with Mr. McBride. Ah, this is good, right here.
I don't see speak nowhere.
Yeah, I thought he might be down here waiting for us. Well, I'll cut your switch and we'll see what McBride has to say.
Okay, I'm glad to be back. Come on, kid, let's go.
Hey, wait a second, Flash. Maybe we ought to talk this over first.
Before we go in and see McBride, can
we? Yeah. What are we going to tell him?
You mean about Dawson?
Do you think we ought to tell him who Dawson really is?
Oh, well, now, this whole business is your affair. I don't think you ought to do nothing, though, till you talk to Speed.
Yeah, I guess that's right. McBride knows Dawson as Hathaway. And if we expose our hand now...
Oh, no, Jim, I wouldn't do that. Don't do nothing rash till we talk it over with Speed.
All right. It's funny he isn't down here.
Well, he didn't know when we was coming back, probably. I guess he's over at 10 a.m. field hiding out, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, let's go on in the office and we'll say nothing to McBride about the dope we have on the digger.
McBride might get sore if he got wise we was down here pretending we is what we ain't.
Not when he learns the circumstances. Go ahead in, Flash.
Well, I better knock on the door.
Come in. Well, howdy there, Lewis. I heard you come over the field.
Yeah, we burned back a shaft and the mine superintendent told me to give you this letter. It's instructions on what he wants done with it.
Good, thanks. Well, how'd you like it up there?
Oh, it's about the roughest country I ever did see.
Some mountains, eh? Did you go in the mine?
Didn't have no time.
You saw Simpsons, didn't you?
Yeah. We met him and he gave me a checkup. Told me to be sure and tell you.
Well, that wasn't necessary, but it's the rule of the company, and I guess he felt he ought to do it. Have any trouble finding Pachuca?
No, not a bit.
We had a little trouble last night, Mr. McBride.
Yeah? What was that?
He ran into a mountain storm.
You didn't try to come back last night, I hope.
Well, Simpson says you was in a hurry to get this shaft fixed, so I just kind of thought we better make it down here.
These mountain storms are dangerous. You better watch your step.
Yeah, that's what we found out.
What'd you do? Turn around and go back to Pachuca?
No, we tried to get back, but we couldn't find it, so we landed at a ranch.
And if you were lucky to find one. There aren't many up in those mountains.
We landed at a place called Hacienda de la Osa.
La Osa? Oh, yes, I know it very well. It belongs to a very good friend of mine, Senor Rodriguez. Did you meet him?
Why, no. Someone told us he was in Europe.
Rodriguez in Europe? Nonsense. He was down in this office not more than a week ago. He was on his way to Mexico City then.
Now, that's kind of funny.
Who told you he was in Europe?
Why, just someone who came out and met us when we landed.
You must have got it twisted. You fellas don't understand Spanish, do you?
No, sir, we don't.
Well, you must have talked to one of the cowhands, and he probably told you Rodriguez was away. Did they put you up for the night?
Oh, yes, sir. Everything was fine.
Oh, you'll find them nice people. You could stay there a month and they'd be glad to have you.
It's sure a swell place.
Well, boys, what do you think of this job?
Oh, it's all right. We ain't kicking.
Perfectly satisfied?
Well, it wouldn't do no harm to overhaul the engine in that ship I'm flying.
Needs some work on it, does it?
It needs a complete overhaul, Mr. McBride. It's pumping oil and there's no compression at all on a couple of cylinders.
Is that so? Simpson hasn't said anything about it.
She ain't going to run much longer without giving trouble, and trouble down here might mean a complete washout.
Well, I'll tell you, we're awfully busy at the mine right now, and I don't want to lay that ship up for a few days. But just as soon as we haul this month's payroll up, you can run the ship in a hangar and go to work on it.
The payroll? When is that due to go up?
In a few days now.
Say, Mr. McBride, have you seen Hathaway since he got back?
Hathaway? Is he back?
We thought maybe you knew about it.
No, I didn't. He hasn't showed up down here. Where'd you see him?
Up at Pachuca.
Well, what is he doing up there?
He was with Simpson when we met him.
Maybe he expected to get his old job back again.
Flying for us, you mean?
Yes, sir.
No. I don't want Hathaway flying for us. He's a good pilot, but... Well, I'm satisfied with the present arrangement.
He and Simpson seem to be pretty good friends.
Yes, I guess they're quite chummy. Now, look here, Lewis. And this goes for you, too, Monroe.
Yes, sir.
I like your looks, and I think you can be trusted. I happen to know Speed Robertson by reputation, and I know he wouldn't write a letter recommending a man unless the man deserved it.
Oh, well, I've known Speed a long time.
I want you fellas to do your job here and mind your own business. We've had some trouble with pilots in the past. That fellow Hathaway was one of them. I was on the point of getting rid of him when he asked for a month's leave. I didn't ever expect to see him again.
Well, you got any kick about our work so far?
Not one. But I just want to caution you, keep your eyes open and mind your own business.
Yeah, we can do that all right.
Well, I think you can.
Yeah, what do you want us to do now, Mr. McBurney?
Well, you can take the rest of the day off. You can go in town if you want to and do a little sightseeing. I'll have the ship unloaded today, and there'll be some stuff to go back to the mine tomorrow. Report to me in the morning.
Okay, we'll be here on the job.
Goodbye, Mr. McBride.
Adios.
Well, what do you make of that?
He don't think much Hathaway, huh?
It doesn't sound like it. Now, Flash, we've got to see Speed and tell him about everything that's happened. Let's walk down to the big hangar and see if he's there.
Okay, and if he ain't, we'll go over to the A&M field.
Right. Boy, will he be tickled to know we found Digger Dawson.
Yeah.
Believe me, this means a lot, Flash. With Digger down here, it's a dead cinch that Black Pete's close by. And I hope Ezra Whitcomb.
If you guys are smart, you'll grab Dawson before he gets away again. He gives you the slip every time you try to lay a hand on him.
Say, here's the fellow who manages the field. He's the one Speed talked to the day we landed.
Let's ask him if Speed's around.
Okay. Hello there. How's it going?
Hello there, fellas. So you got back after all, huh?
Say, is Speed Robinson in the hangar?
Oh, I haven't seen him today. In fact, he was coming over here yesterday afternoon. I waited around for him a couple of hours, but he never showed up.
That's funny. Didn't he call up or anything?
No, I didn't hear from him at all.
Say, Flash, let's call up over there. Do you have a phone here we can use?
Yeah, right here inside the door. Come on in.
Oh, thanks. How do I get the field?
I better call it for you. Obtenor, Pan Americano, Aeroplano. Si. Here you are. Ask for Hampton.
Thanks. Hello, Pan American? Is Hampton there? Oh, yeah. You say, Hampton, Speed Robertson's been staying over there with you, hasn't he? Is he there now? Oh. Well, did he say where he was going? That's strange. Well, okay, thanks, Hampton. Hey, Flash, listen to this. Speed left the field night before last and hasn't been seen or heard from since.
What of this news about Speed Robertson? Why has the veteran left, leaving no word of his whereabouts? Some gripping moments await us in Jimmy Allen's next air adventure.
The program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.